All right, episode 17. Let's get into it. This one, I'm excited because this is something I've been thinking on for a minute. I'm like, what are the three major red flags in a relationship? And when I say relationship, I'm not referring to like that boyfriend. No. I mean like in any relationship that if you do this with a friend, a parent, a teacher, any human interaction, I have noticed that if you do these three, it is over. These three, the trifecta, will immediately determine if you are an enemy, an ally, or just nothing in between. But if they satisfy all three, then things usually go good. It's interesting. And I put in the title, I'm not sure you can see the subtext, but it's very simple: respect, communication, goals. And what do these three equal? Trust. Trust is what's needed in a relationship. Why do you not talk to people? Because you don't trust them. Because you don't have a reason to trust them yet. I got that from that's actually from a video game scene. He's like, he intends, this one guy can like read this person's intentions. He's like, he intends to betray you. He's like, oh, you're gonna betray me, man? He's like, well, of course he intends to betray me. I haven't given him a reason to trust me. So how do you get people to trust you? Well, if they don't respect you, maybe it's because you're, luckily there's titles and positions that may warrant some respect, but then you have to get to know you. Communication, how do you talk? How do you speak? Is the lines of communication clear? Is there no boundaries or walls of partition, as some would say? And then goals. Why do you need to talk to me? What's the reason for that, etc.? But why do I call this the three major red flags in any relationship? Well, if you don't do any of these three, you're gonna have a bad time. Terrible time. Let's look back. I don't even need to use a story. Look back in your life. When people don't respect you, when people don't communicate, don't talk to you, they might stonewall you. Let's use the opposite, right? What warrants for respect? Well, you respect yourself. That's nice. That's probably an important start. But I want to focus, the one that I want to focus on is the communication one. You might have heard this statement before dozens of times from other people. They said the key to any good relationship is communication. You know, I hear that, and it's like, it's funny we say that, and we still have like a 50%, probably higher than that, divorce rate in America. Well, it's like, well, what the heck? It's because everyone communicates, but it doesn't mean we connect. There's a book by John C. Maxwell, literally called that. Everyone communicates, few connect. It's a worthwhile read, but essentially, are we actually talking to understand one another, or are we just talking to get our point across and prove that we're right? Have you ever noticed that? Really, I really want you to take a, not again, not your relationship, just any relationship in general, any human interaction you've done. Have you ever noticed when you talk to people, they always talk from a position of they're right and everyone else is wrong, and here's why I'm right and you can't crucify me. You notice that? The ego? I remember one time when I had a conversation with someone at work, when I used to work at Menards, way back in the day, you know, high school days, but and he was talking about something. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And he said, wow, no one's ever just like agree right at the beginning. And it's just funny to me how our communication, how we communicate, is not from the veil of, hey, understand me. It's more like, here's why I'm right. Don't try to rebuke me. It's like we've been trained like that, man. That is just horrific. Goals or vision for your life. Why is this important? If you don't have goals that are in alignment with your people, that creates division. Let me say it this way. If you have one vision for your life and the other person has a vision for their life, then it's going to create division. It's going to rift. Same thing like goals. So that's why it's important to know that you respect one another as a human being. And what does that mean? It means that, hey, this person is worthy of respect because, well, I'm worthy of respect. Now, it's kind of funny. People say, like, oh, well, respect has to be earned. Okay, disrespect me. See what happens. I strongly encourage against that. You don't just get to disrespect me because I don't know, you have this God complex. Never works, by the way. I want to go deeper into that, but you get my idea. I think you can see the ramifications. In fact, you probably want to orient, you probably want people to orient themselves how you orient to them. I think it's kind of funny. I see this advice in school now. They say, love, oh my goodness, what is it? It's like, love others how you would treat others how you would treat yourself, right? Sounds great. Here's the problem. What if you don't even treat yourself right? Which is why I said you have to respect yourself. So how you orient and carry yourself is should be the expectation of how others should orient and treat you. You know, how you dress, how you talk, etc. It suggests to people, okay, this guy isn't, you know, this guy doesn't look like a schmuck. I don't even know what schmuck means, but it sounds derogatory. Hopefully this doesn't get canceled. If I look it up on Google, I think it says schmuck means a derogatory term for some group of people. Tangent. But yes, respect yourself, and if people respect you in like fashion, great. And if not, then we need to look at you. We need to look at you better. I know it feels like I'm going on a tirade here, like I'm kind of repeating myself. Repetition, retention. But I really want this to stick. Because if you do this in any relationship, here's what's going to happen. You will lose trust. And trust is the fundamental anchor of any relationship. Why should people trust you? They trust you because they see how you carry yourself. They trust you because they can understand how you communicate. And they trust you because they understand what your goals are. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? You'll notice that in your relationships that failed, let's say, you'll notice that maybe it's because they stonewalled you. Maybe it was because they had goals that clearly were contrary to your own, right? Maybe you were going out one night and you were like, hey, I have a goal to. My goal tonight is to get home by 11 at night because, you know, I got work at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're like, well, my goal is not that, right? And it's like, okay, you don't respect what I just said. You didn't communicate that. And now we have conflicting goals. What does that do to the relationship? It dissolves it. You see what's happening here? That's a simple example. Well, Andre, that's nice and all, but how do I maintain? How do I ensure that all three are upheld? That's a great question. The only way all three are going to be upheld is you're going to have to basically draw the line in the sand. And that's not easy because that's not comfortable. You basically have to put your foot down and say, no, you don't say that to me. You don't just treat me any kind of way. And that's that. That's how you get respect. That's how you communicate. And you said your goals. And if they don't want to honor that, deuces. Because here's the problem. If you let them disrespect you, if you let them stonewall you and communication is unclear and your goals are completely conflicted, it's no longer a relationship. It's basically a situationship. And essentially, even worse off yet, it is fake. It's not even real. It's not a relationship. It's a shadow. Because it's not authentic. It is not real. And unfortunately, a lot of people have settled for this because I believe the major issue is that we have this notion or this, I would say, the fear of the unknown. So the fear is, well, I'd rather deal with this than to deal with being alone or what other worse possibility. The problem is you don't even know if it's worse or not. There could be something better out there, but you subject yourself to this reality because this is all you know, and better to have what you know than versus what you don't know. The risk of what you don't know, of having nothing or something worse. Or you could have something better, there's that. So, that's my talk, that's my tirade of the three major red flags in any relationship. Don't just exclude this to, your romantic ones. I mean, just in general, if you don't have respect, if you're, fr you mean to tell me if you had friends that left you on red, have goals that conflict with yours, and they don't respect your what you, anything you have to say or do,
Really? Is that really what you want? Do you want that from a boss? You want that? Forget the relationship. You want that in any type of human interaction? That pisses me off. Excuse me. That irritates me. That brings me down. That lowers my self-image, man. You're surrounded by people that don't respect you, don't communicate with you at a frequency that you like, and their goals conflict with your own. Brother, we got a serious problem on our hands. And when I say we, I mean you. You're insane in the membrane. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. Now you're over here like I'm depressed and I'm tired. And I suppose you are. That's my circle of influence. I'm surrounded by people that say they care about me, but this is the stark reality. Not good, folks. Anywho, those are the things that I've learned along my ways, and hope that helps you out. Remember that respect, communication, goals equal trust. If you feel disrespected, get a journal, write it down. Why did I feel disrespect? Try to articulate your thoughts, right? So you know that you don't just communicate like a blundering idiot. Well, here's why I felt like this when you guys did that, because you wrote it down, you could see it, and you're like, oh, okay. Communication. Okay, well, you guys are like, let's go to the gym, and then I say sure, and you guys don't tell me where or when, and this time or that, and it takes 2 hours, and I'm doing something else, and you're like, let's go right now. Like, wait a second, guys, I'm not just hold on now, hold on now. I don't respect that. And goals, are we going down the same path, or are we going down different paths? Do you guys want to have fun on the weekends, or do I just want to? I want to have fun, but not at the expense of other things. And can I trust you? And that's another thing too. If you don't trust people, it's really hard to have a friendship or any relationship. How can I go to a job? How can I go to a business? How can I go to McDonald's? You know why McDonald's got make so much money? Or a restaurant? You want to know why you went to that restaurant? Because you trust them. You know the parking lot's there. You know the employees there. You know that the number one combo is there. So guess what? You go there with trust and you buy the food because you know when they give you the bag of food and you open it, guess what? Oh my goodness, it's in there. That's trust. That's a relationship. The relationship between customer, consumer, and business is trust. If I don't trust the institution, guess what? I don't go there. I do not invest my money and time there. Every action we do is built on trust. So we don't communicate, we don't have the right goals, and we don't respect each other. Trust is destroyed, therefore relationship is dissolved. It's over. So do those things to help you out. In fact, I'll take it one step deeper and then I'm done for real this time. Look at all the degrees you got. Look at all the job backgrounds you got. Look at all this. Oh, I know these, my references. All these different garbage anecdote accolades of human achievement is it, what does it facilitate? Trust. That's all it is. You probably listen to this podcast now because you trusted it's not going to waste your time completely. Bless God. Trust. It's all about trust. People go up to speak. Do you think this person is to be trusted with your attention? I know you didn't even pay even money. Are they worth the trust of your attention span? And then they go on a tirade about their kids or something, and you're like, oh my God, this guy. I don't want to hear this foolishness. Tangent. All right. Well, that's that. Episode 17. Major flags. Major red flags. I kind of want to look up. I should have did this with a joke saying like, where did that come from, red flag? But pretty sure that's a football reference. All right. In any event, y'all have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you later.